Scriver, Sister, St. Helena, California, September 22, 1908. Mrs. Scriver, Sacramento, California. My sister Scriver, I thank you for the $100 that you sent me. Loans that come to me at this time are greatly appreciated in our work of preparing my books for the press. These books are needed, and they will bring spiritual blessing to the people. I have done some writing since I returned from my visit to Southern California. Appointments were out that I should speak at the camp meeting at Fresno, California, but I dared not attend that meeting because of the extreme heat. Elder Haskell and wife are there, and several other ministers. We were almost 5 weeks on this trip to Southern California. The journey to Los Angeles was trying to me, but I was glad to be there and to see the work of the Lord being accomplished in that portion of the field. I begrudge nothing that I have done for the advancement of the work. At Loma Linda, I found that great advancement had been made. I was taken in an easy carriage over a large part of the farm, and Elder Burden told of the success that had attended their orchard, farm, and garden enterprises. It was a great pleasure to see the thrifty fruit trees and the prosperous garden. The land had been diligently and faithfully cultivated, and it is yielding its treasure for the support of the sanitarium. I would be pleased if you could see the Loma Linda Sanitarium. I spoke to the helpers and patients twice during my stay, and the Lord blessed me with freedom. I spoke several times during the camp meeting to very large audiences. These discourses were reported and will appear later in the review. The third Sunday of the meeting, I spoke in the forenoon to a crowded tent on the subject of the Sabbath of the Fourth Commandment. I spoke for 1 hour, presenting before the people the evidence that God has given regarding the sanctity of the seventh day. Elder Haskell reports interesting meetings being held in Fresno. I should have attended this meeting had it not been for the great heat, which Elder Haskell says is almost unbearable. I felt that I dared not run any risk at this time, for I am in need of rest and care. I have not slept well for several nights because of the heat here. I see the need of the message of truth going forth with a loud cry. We must have more laborers in the harvest field. But I must bring this letter to a close. I thank you once more for the help you have sent, help which is really needed. May the Lord bless you, my sister in the Lord. I hope you may be able to interest others to do likewise, that the truth may go to all the world.